Welcome to The Authentic Life of KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing, and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Dive to the soundtrack of your soul. Every beat and lyric will move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. Hey guys, it's Kitty. Today I have with me Sky Lighthouse, who invites listeners into a world where shadows dance with the light. Each song is truly a cinematic journey with raw and immersive experiences that really can't be ignored. I hope you enjoy. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, Sky Lighthouse is basically a one-man band. So yeah, it's me. I'm the one that records, I compose everything, I edit everything since the beginning. It always been me. My brother, he was part of it for a while, but he's out for now, but he's planning to join back. But yeah, for now, it's just Sky Lighthouse is right here.
I love that. What are some of your influences that really have kind of made you into who you are?
Big influences for me to the one of the reasons why I decided to, you know, I fell in love with music was Linkin Park. Linkin Park is like one of my biggest, you know, influences from the way I compose and everything, the style that they have, the different like combinations between metal and rap and a little bit of everything. And also, you know, heavy bands like All That Remains and yeah, like old, a little bit, no, I don't like to call them old, but like Korn, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
They're like a big influence and the heavy sounds, you know, the heavy bass, that's like the biggest influences. But also one of my biggest influences on music is this artist called Yanni. He's a classical artist. You might know him.
Yeah.
I went to his show. People are like, they get surprised when they know I love this guy. And I went to one of his shows and I'm like, you know, metalhead, just enjoying classical music. But yeah, he's one of my biggest influences too.
So you love other music as well. I always find it interesting, the background music, because some people don't love like country or don't like this. But more often you find the more, I want to say in depth or like dramatic some of the music is, or the lyrics, I guess, when they paint these beautiful pictures, usually there's this big, huge cluster of all different kinds of music that people love.
Yeah, I actually, I really like specific type of music, but I appreciate like for example, like Indian music or any other styles. I appreciate them. I actually listen to some of them, but my favorite ones, classical, metal, rock, those are like my main ones. But yeah, I appreciate all styles of music.
Yeah, I do see that in your music. So this is from me personally, when I'm listening to your music, especially your newer release, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, but I see that there's a lot of this balance between light and dark, and like this, I don't know, I call it like a snaky energy that's there between, because there's always a balance between light and dark. And I teach a lot about that. That's my personal belief, but I teach a lot on spirituality and like kind of digging down into the dark to kind of play with your demons, I guess, or be okay with them. That way you can kind of love yourself authentically and kind of just discover who you are. And so when I listen to your new release, I really appreciated a lot of the lyrics. And I know that it may not be specifically about that, but for me, I was watching this beautiful picture of like light and dark kind of dancing there. Mm-hmm. So what brought you to write your newest song? Was there a specific thing that brought that to you?
Well, yeah, basically all my songs, they're like life experiences. And this one specific is, you know, I feel like we can all relate to it. It's about, you know, the dark inside of us, the demons that we're going a specific path. We have a goal and sometimes they come and just distract us and trick us to go to a different direction. Yeah. And sometimes it looks beautiful. You know, you can go to a place, look interesting, like how what I show there that she found like this beautiful diamond, and it looks beautiful, and the demon is like whispering on her ear, like take it, like so sometimes it trick the demons trick us to do something that looks good, but at the end of the day it's not, and it will affect us and it will destroy us sometimes, but you know, at the end of the day they're always gonna be there. We gotta learn how to live with them. But yeah, that's basically what this song was about. And I try to, you know, just from life experiences, other people experiences to you know, to write about that, like real meaning, real things that people can relate to.
Yeah, and I love that it's not, I think for me, it's not something that's straightforward, which it is straightforward, but I think there's so much going on, say in the video, right? And the video is just, it's just beautiful. It's dark, but it's, I don't know. I say it's dark and it's sexy and it's also very, pure in parts, you know, like when she opens the box and there's light, you know, and then there's that balance within the video. So I really, really do appreciate that contrast in that, because like I said, that's something that I think more people, when we're talking about mental health or just our struggles, that we don't want to deal with the dark, or the parts of us that we don't like, or the things that maybe we did in the past that we don't want to talk about. That it just gives a different avenue for people to connect to with that. The name of the song, Melodic, that is the recent release. And there is an amazing video. You can get it on YouTube. And I believe you have it on your Facebook and all different clips all over the place. So I definitely recommend going and watching it and over again, because I saw different things each time I watched it. Is there another song that you hold very close? I know that. That's hard to ask whenever, you know, you're writing a song or you write so many songs, but is there one that's more special to you and that holds more sentimental value to you?
Yeah, basically, like you said, all the songs, I have a connection to all the songs, but if I have to pick one, I will say On C. That one I released, I think, a couple of years ago. But that one has like a deep connection because it's about things that we cannot unsee that we wish, you know, we didn't store it in our head. So that's, you know, things that we see every day, life experiences. So that song, when I wrote it, you know, it was something that happened in my life. And I was like, I saw it. I hope I can erase it, but I cannot unsee it. No matter what, I cannot unsee it. So I will say that one has like a deep meaning, deep connection. So, but yeah, and I'm actually talking about that song. I'm gonna re-release it, remaster it, because I love it so much. So I remaster it, remix it, and add a lot of more cool effects to it. So it's kind of like a new version.
The unseeing of things, I think, can impact everybody. I think we've all had those different things in our life that we wish we could unsee. And I think time is one of the only things, and I won't say that it heals it. I won't even say that it heals it, but it makes, I guess, that heavy backpack easier to carry
Yeah.
sometimes. So that is definitely an emotion that everybody that listens can connect with. Why do you think music has this big connection with mental health and people so easily connect with music?
I'll say that music is a kind of like a way that we realize that we're not the only ones that have that deal with these type of things. It shows us that we're not alone. And that there is always like a no matter what, there is like a bright light, like escape. So it kind of like help us realize that we're not alone in this battle, you know, in this world of darkness. We're not alone, and we relate to it, and it help us to kind of like fight the demons, go through life, and kind of it give us like some hope, I will
Yeah,
say.
I think so. I music has been a huge part of just my healing journey, and so I always love to hear other people's input on why they think it's so impactful, because I think everybody has that story. I mean, most people have a story of like that band, it saved me, or that
Yeah.
band, you know, writes that music that really got me and it felt like they were talking just to me. And then I also love that you can hear songs like that over again, and then they mean something completely different after you've been through, I say the shit storms of life, but after you've been through life, you're like, oh, I never really heard that song, and now I hear it, and it's just so much more impactful. Where would you be without having music? Is this something that you've always done since you were young? Did you have something that just kind of changed you into wanting to do this?
No, actually, since I remember, I would say, I don't know, I was like maybe 6 or 7 when I fell in love with music, when I started listening. And if the funny thing is that my mom is the one that introduced me to heavy music. She's like the biggest metalhead. She's the one that introduced me to Marilyn Manson, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, all of them. I was like, holy cow, I heard these sounds. I was like, oh, I'm in love with this. And then I wanted to figure it out. How do they make these sounds? I didn't even know how an electric guitar worked. I was like, I see a bunch of strings, but how do they make the sounds? So yeah, since I remember, I always wanted to make music, and nothing really stopped me. Like, my biggest supporters are always being my parents, but besides that, I try to kind of like get with people, and nobody wanted to take it seriously. The way I wanted to take it. So I'm like, nothing's gonna stop me. I'll figure it out how to make a full song on my own and learn how to play all the instrument and mixing and mastering and the music video. It was a lot, but I was like, nothing's gonna stop me. And here I am.
That's amazing. It is a lot because I've just had to go from not knowing anything to just trying to get the stuff for the
Yeah.
podcast. And that's not even doing like as much as all the music takes. Have you had anyone, yourself or people around you that have been affected by mental health?
Yeah, I feel like we all have somebody that have been, go through something like that. But yeah, I got friends, family, even a little myself, and we all go through it in different levels, I will say. But I feel like at the end of the day, we all go through it, just different levels. You know what I mean?
I think so. I think so. I think that, and that's part of the reason why I like to talk about it on here is because for me, music can help so many people just through feeling connected, because a lot of our mental health just kind of, the world separates us all. It just separates us all. So I feel like that's so important. And I have struggled with anxiety, always. And so I love to just kind of connect on that. What do you have coming up? Do you have new things coming up? I know you said you're re-releasing a new song.
Yes, I'm actually releasing a new song and an album. So I'm actually dropping the new song, music video, and an album. So that's why I remaster and remix On C, because I want that song to be in the album. Because it's like I said, it's so special to me that I was like, it doesn't matter if I share a couple of years ago, it has to be us. But to give like a little different taste to people, the people that already, been listening to it, I'm doing like a little remastering, new effects, new little things, so make it sound like kind of like a new song in a way. But yeah, I'm dropping a new album, new music video, and a new song, and soon. I don't have the date yet. I cannot release the date yet, but soon.
Do you do touring?
Yeah, I'm actually planning on touring this year. So after I drop the album, hopefully I can start hitting the road soon, just so to promote all the songs. And yeah, I'm already talking to a lot of people, a
You
lot
are.
of And here in USA and also South America, they want to take me, my manager. So, but yeah, it's a lot of we're talking about it. Yeah,
Will you have some theatrical side to the tour?
I
Kind of
will
like,
say, yeah, we're planning on having like a lot of visuals and also kind of like an acting, because all my music videos has like special characters, and yeah, we're definitely adding a little bit of everything. So yeah, so it's gonna be really fun.
That's fun. That's fun. I'm looking forward to that. I travel a lot for all different shows. I love just music in general, and I think that it's such a live music is something that's kind of dying because, well, one, it's so absolutely expensive to go to some shows, and then touring is expensive. Like everything is expensive for the for most musicians, unless you're Aerosmith. Something like that. So I'm excited to see that you're doing that. Whenever you do your production in your videos, is this something that you come up with, that you have these pictures in your head and then you just kind of paint them in the
Yeah,
videos?
Oh, that like the ideas for the music videos. Yeah, everything starts always in my the way I do it. Everything starts with the song. So I start with the instruments. The instruments give me like a feeling, and then I write about that feeling. And then after that, when the song is done, that's when I can picture the music video, because I actually picture it in my head. It's crazy, but
That's what I was
like
wondering.
some of my music video, like for example, Lies, my music video Lies, I was just laying in bed listening to it, and I pictured the whole music video in my head. Right away, I was like, just wrote it down. And I was like, here it is. And
Yeah.
yeah, I just now just came out with a, for the next music video, I just came out with the idea. And once again, it was in bed. It's like the times that I'm more relaxed. It's like whenever, the ideas are flowing. But yeah, the process for me is instruments, vocals, and then the music video will come out after that. Sometimes I don't even know what the song is gonna be about, but just by listening to the instruments, I get a feeling. Each song gives us different feelings. So I have to feel, I get like a feeling of like, okay, I know what this song is gonna be about. And then after that, after writing about that specific topic, I just come up with the idea of, the
Yeah.
music
It
video.
almost feels like talking to you that some of it is, and I know some people get sketchy with this, but it's almost like it's channeled or the universe is like, here, this is what you're going to do right here. This is exactly what you need to do. And it just kind of drops it there for you. So
Yeah, exactly.
wonderful. Where can everyone find your music? I know that you're on YouTube and I saw some videos kind of floating around social media, but what's the best way for them to listen to your music?
Well, yeah, Spotify, iTunes, all my music videos are on YouTube, and my website also is like a good place, but mostly, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Amazon Music, Pandora, it's like everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. And I would say, guys, if you're going to go listen, I yes, listen, but go find the videos. So go find the videos too. So put it on your playlist and then do the videos too. I love everything about your music truly, because I really, for whatever reason, I love like screaming and I like singing and I like all the different just dynamic of it. So hopefully you will have a very successful future, because I'm very much looking forward to all of your things coming. Is there anything else you want to share with everybody?
Just like I said, my message, and I always push that every time I talk to somebody. We're not alone here. There is always light at the in the at the end, and even if it looks dark, there is always light somewhere.
Yeah, it's so confusing. There can be these beautiful things and you think that that's the right thing, and then it just sways you, and then sometimes you can find the best things in the most inconspicuous places. So I always love to end the show on this question. If you had someone that you loved or that you cared about that was struggling, and they came to you and just said they were struggling, what would be some words of advice that you would give? And that may be just what you said. That there's always hope.
Just that there's always hope, and like I said, even if it looks bad, it has to be for a good reason, and just life, this is what life is about. It's not just about the good, the bad always come with it, and we just gotta learn how to live with it, and yeah, make peace with the demons, make peace with all those bad situations that we go through every single days, and realize that there is much more than bad experiences. There is also the good one, but we gotta, no matter what, there's always gonna be a balance.
And I often think about, the bad times of my life and the struggles and the loss and things like that. And it's like, I wouldn't know how good could be unless I experienced some of the dark and the heavy. Like, you just don't appreciate it as much. So I just think it does walk hand in hand in that. So, well, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life of KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynn.com, KittyLynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.